Stay tuned for Bob and Yurt Live, but first, here's our Denver Bible Church update with the sermon excerpt. Hi, this is Pastor Bob and Yurt of Denver Bible Church. Boy, did we have fun yesterday. It's Monday, right? Yeah, yesterday, Sunday. Had a good time at church, and I opened up the Bible here to Psalm 139. So, since we're Denver Bible Church, we like the Bible, and I'd like to read you these few verses here, starting with verse 13. It's about fetology. It's about the baby developing in the womb and how even before the baby's body begins to develop, that God has determined each day of gestation, all the days of the development of a baby in the womb, God has determined how the baby's body will be formed. Here we go. Psalm 139, written by King David 3,000 years ago. For you, God, for you formed my inward parts. You covered me in my mother's womb. Covered, or the Hebrew word there is wove, like I was woven together in my mother's womb. I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, and that my soul knows very well. My frame was not hidden from you, that is, my bones, literally, my skeleton. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in secret. Your eyes saw my substance being yet unformed. When the baby is in the womb, there's, of course, the mother's egg, the ovum, is fertilized, and the entire genetic material for that baby is right there. The 23 chromosomes of the mom and then of the dad come together, the 46 chromosomes, the 3 billion base pairs of amino acids that form the human DNA. God, your eyes saw my substance being yet unformed, and in your book they all were written, the days fashioned for me when as yet there were none of them. That is, that as the baby is going to develop in the womb, it doesn't go through an accidental process. God has designed the entire formation, the 9 months of gestation, the 3 trimesters. For God, you formed my inward parts. You wove me together in my mother's womb. I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. My frame, my bones, my skeleton was not hidden from you when I was made in secret. Your eyes saw my substance being yet unformed. That's the little tiny baby, the fertilized egg in the womb as it's coming down the fallopian tubes and implants in the uterine wall. Your eyes saw my substance being yet unformed. And in your book, they all were written. They, what are they? They, that's the days that this baby in the womb forms. You formed my inward parts. You covered me in my mother's womb. My frame, my skeleton was not hidden from you when I was made in secret in my mother's womb. Your eyes saw my substance being yet unformed, and in your book they were all written, the days fashioned for me when as yet there were none of them. That's the gestation period. And this section is on fetology, the development of the baby in the womb, how it was crafted and designed, orchestrated by God. Each and every day as the baby develops, the awesome process of the development of a tiny little human being. And that's what David is saying here, right? Your eyes saw my substance being yet unformed. The genetic material, God even can tell what your personality is going to be like from looking at that fertilized egg. And in your book, they all were written, the days fashioned for me, when as of yet, there were none of them. Wow, that's talking about any moms out there pregnant at Denver Bible Church on our Christmas service. We're going to have a baby dedication day. That's going to be fun. Hey, now stay tuned for Bob and Yurt Live.
Service with a wink and a nod. You need a man
to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Inyart, America's most popular, self-proclaimed right-wing religious fanatic, homophobic, anti-choice talk show host. Our phone number, 1-800-8-INYART, 1-800-836-9278. Now, I'm wondering if the producer could bring in some of the catalogs that are unfolded. Perhaps I could fold them during the show. Is that possible? We're mailing out a few thousand brand new catalogs for Bob Inyart Live. We haven't done a mailing to our friends around the country, a general mailing, in 3 years. So we're mailing these. We mailed out hundreds today, and we'll mail out a couple thousand tomorrow, finish on Wednesday. And so during the show, I'm just talking. My hands aren't doing anything. So if I could get some of the unfolded catalogs, I'll fold them in here. Yeah, just send them in here. All right. You're going to bring some catalogs in? All right. Yeah, and I'll fold them. Okay, let's see here now. By the way, our phone number, you could call in, 1-800-8-INYART. That's 1-800-836-9278. Now, President Bush spoke about our effort in Iraq, and he said that America will never run. And I'm glad he said that. Of course, it's good that we went into Iraq, and it's crucial that we have a victory, a complete victory. Well, thank you. The producers just brought me some catalogs I could fold on the air. See, this is, you got to get double work out of your people. So if you have a talk show host you're paying, when he's on the radio, have him work, because he could work while he's talking. All right. So these our catalog. This is a pretty nice catalog. Who designed this? Who did the layout? Whoever did it, we got to keep him around. Boy, look at that. Right on the cover, Does God Exist? Bob Inyart versus Zaketh, Battle Royale 7. Summer 2003. 170-page debate, Does God Exist? With an atheist. That's a fun debate. All right, what a good-looking catalog. If anybody wants one of these, call us up and give us your name and address. Because they're going out to people who we've got, of course, in our database. So if you're not in there, a John Lutz called up Friday night. Said, Bob, I want one of those catalogs. Put me on the list. So, John, we got your address. We'll send you one. Okay, now, today, President Bush spoke about our effort in Iraq. And it's a sad time because this is just the day after guerrillas shot down a helicopter and killed 16 Americans and injured quite a few more. Many of the injured will recover well, but some will suffer because of this sad event. But, of course, the terrorists think that if they kill enough Americans, that there are enough Democrats in politics, and there are enough liberals in the country that the terrorists will have them on their side to get America to pull out of Iraq if they kill enough Americans. And so when the terrorists are aiming at American soldiers, they're not hoping to sway the right-wing conservatives. They're not hoping to sway the Bible studying Christians. They're not hoping to sway George W. Bush. They're hoping to motivate the Democrats in government and running for office and the liberals and the media. And their strategy is that the media can be influenced by terrorists to try to end the popular support in America for the war against terror in Iraq. And so here at Bob Inyart Live, we, of course, will continue to talk about the importance of us having a clear victory in Iraq. And we defeated the Iraqi regime of Saddam Hussein, but we're struggling. And we need, when you're struggling, when it gets tough, then you increase your effort. That's what you do. You increase your effort. And if I were not a dad, I would want to go to Iraq. I would want to go and to sign up, to join, to go and fight, because I know so many people are weak-minded and they don't understand what's at stake. Or there are also people who are evil and they don't care what's at stake. So if I didn't have the children we have to take care of, I would like to go and fight. But I do have kids, and so my responsibility is to raise the kids and to increase the support that we have in our country for the fight and for our troops. So that's what we're going to do here at Bob and Yurt Live. So President Bush, the helicopter went down on Sunday, right? Yeah. And President Bush today was speaking at an Alabama factory to small business owners and community leaders. And he said that some of the best have fallen in service and that the enemy in Iraq believes America will run. That's why they're willing to kill innocent civilians, relief workers, coalition troops. America will never run. Well, that's neat, and let's hope that's the case. Okay, let's see. What else do we have here? Now, WorldNet Daily, I'm going to go to the phones, but then when we come back, WorldNet Daily has asked for a letter. They've asked the general public to write letters that they're going to publish in a book and send to troops in Iraq and Afghanistan. And I want to read the letter to you that we at Denver Bible Church have written. And I wrote it on behalf of the church. So it's signed Pastor Bob Enyart. But first, let's go to the phones. 1-800-8-ENYART. That's 1-800-836-9278. In Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Bill, speak your mind.
Good evening, Bob.
Hi, Bill.
I was just, I just finished watching a show on ABC.
Yeah.
And it was, they were talking about the controversy surrounding whether Jesus was married to Mary Magdalene or not.
Right.
And I just wanted to, well, I don't know what your opinion would be the Gnostic writings. They were talking about the Gnostic writings, like the Book of Philip and Book of Thomas.
Well, of course, it's despicable and blasphemous to say
right.
that.
Mm-hmm.
But ABC, anything but Christ, we don't expect any more. Hold on, we'll be right back.
Okay.
At Bob Enyart Live and KGov.com, you'll find literature, audio, and video products that are a must for the library of any Christian interested in studying the truth of the Bible. You'll find essential material like the plot manuscript, an overview of the whole Bible that will clear up doctrinal issues. Then there's The Tree, a fun audio journey back to the Garden of Eden, where you'll learn about this most famous tree and its impact on humanity. Check out the Mount Moriah video. This video gives evidence for the resurrection combining biblical and secular resources. It's a great witnessing tool. And don't forget the death penalty video. Learn that Jesus advocated the death penalty and learn how God put the death penalty at the heart of the gospel. You can directly help Bob's outreach by subscribing to Best of Bob, Bob's Best 8 Shows of the Month, or build a Bible study library by ordering the monthly Bible albums. There's a lot more, so give us a call at 1-800-8-ENYART. That's 1-800-836-9278. 1-800-836-9278 or KGOV.com.
Enyart here. There we go. Bob Enyart here with a live commercial break. Hey, I want to bring you a message out of our brand new catalog. Actually, an insert we're putting in with the mailings. It says, this year, consider giving Bob Enyart Live Christmas gifts. And we list some wonderful gift ideas. Videos, including Unlocking the Mysteries of Life. What a great video that just destroys evolution. fabulous production, Unlocking the Mysteries of Life. You'll love it. You'll just love it. And then Mount Moriah on the Resurrection, a Bible tour of Israel, video fruitcake, really neat videos. And then how about our Bible study MP3 CDs on the plot, the tree, Revelation Volume 1 and Volume 2. And then literature, consider the plot manuscript, an overview of the whole Bible, and Bob versus Zaketh, Battle Royale 7, the debate, does God exist? So these are some Christmas gift ideas out of the Bob and Yurt Live catalog. You could go online and look at these, or you can give us a call at 1-800-8-NYART. That's 1-800-836-9278. And if you'd like, just give us your name and address. We'll mail you a copy of the catalog. And it's pretty neat. Who did this anyway? I've 1-800-8-NYART, 1-800-836-9278. So back to Pennsylvania. Bill, are you familiar with just the general concept that there are quite a few Christian or cultic writings based on the Bible that go back many centuries?
Yes.
And so at any time, if anybody wants to take pot shots at Christianity, God, the Bible, they could just go to one of these apocryphal books and claim that they have some kind of a historical credibility.
Right.
But, yeah, Jesus Christ, he was conceived in Mary's womb through the Holy Spirit. And the reason for that, and then we'll talk about what could have happened if Christ had been married in actuality. But when the Holy Spirit overshadowed Mary and she became pregnant, Bill, do you have a thought, any thoughts on why God did it that way? Why was Jesus conceived in that manner?
So he would be God as well as man?
Right, because he's God the Son, and he's also the Son of Man. He's fully God and also fully human. And he had to be sinless and not inherit the fallen flesh from Adam.
Yeah.
And he needed to live his life without sinning. And therefore, when he died, his death could be a punishment not for his own sin, but for the sins of those who trust in him. And so Joseph could not have been Jesus' natural father, because then, for one, Jesus wouldn't be God. He'd be the son of Joseph and Mary. But also, Jesus had to be a human being. And the son of Adam, the son of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, from the very body of King David, as the prophecies said, that he would be a Jew and eventually inherit the throne of David. And so because Mary was a descendant of David, Jesus Christ actually was descended from King David's body, and also therefore from Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and even from Adam. But he did not inherit their sin or their fallen flesh, because the sin nature comes through the father, not through the mother. And so the Holy Spirit was able to fertilize one of Mary's eggs, and Christ could be born truly human, of a human mother, yet without the tendency to sin and the fallen flesh that we are born with. And if Jesus had married Mary Magdalene or any other woman and impregnated a woman, then that child would be sinless. And the whole drama of Adam and Eve in the garden and whether that child would fall or not would start all over. Oh. And that never happened. that would have been a huge and significant event in the annals of Christianity, but that never happened. It's just a lie, a cheap shot by those who don't like Jesus Christ.
Yeah, it seemed like what the show did was take the more people's opinions more than anything else about that, and some pretty far-fetched ideas.
Yeah, and like ABC, Anything But Christ.
Anything But Christ. I never thought about that before.
Yeah, yeah. So, all right, anything else, Bill?
No, that's all, and I'm going to check out that video you talked about. I think I'm going to get that for my son about the...
Unlocking the Mysteries of Life?
Unlocking the Mysteries, yes.
Oh, it's so good. Your son, how old is he?
My oldest one, he's 23.
Oh, yeah. Younger kids, if they're interested in science, life, biology, would be fascinated by the video.
Yeah, but I have some nephews I could give it to also.
Yeah, it's for adults, but definitely any sharp student would enjoy it, even be fascinated by it. And we have, for Christmas, if people want to think of giving that for Christmas, we always have a discount. If people buy 5 or 10 videos, they could save, or even 20, you save a lot of money. And so you could buy one gift and give it to 5 or 10 people.
All right.
Hey, Bill, thank you so much.
Thank you too, Bob.
I appreciate the call from Pittsburgh. And of course, it helps Bob and Yurt Live stay on the air. And if you're going to give Christmas gifts to folks and you're not sure what to give, whether it's a creationist, you're going to... Now, if a creationist... If you got to give a gift to a Christian, a creationist, and you give that DVD, they will be thrilled. And you will give them a gift that they will return to again and again, and very well may help to bring some of their friends and family to the Lord, because evolution is the big lie. And this video just destroys evolution. It destroys it. A theory in crisis. To be an evolutionist, you have to be pretty much a fool. You have to be a fool to think that non-intelligent forces could create the human eye or the dolphin's echolocation or the eagle's ability to fly. Or a thoroughbred horse's ability to run. You have to be a fool to think that these things could happen by chance. Or a bacteria could form by chance. It's so awesomely complex. Just one cell. Your body has what? A trillion cells in it? I lost track. I tried to count. And one cell is more complicated than a 747 jet. By far. All right. Let's see. Oh, I got to continue. I got to continue folding these catalogs while we do the show. Otherwise, who knows? They might try to replace me. So you always got to get as much work done as you can in life. Okay. Now, so here's the letter that we sent from Denver Bible Church to WorldNet Daily for the book that they are putting together in short order. They're making fast work of this and sending it off to our troops in Iraq and Afghanistan. So here is our letter to from R.E. It's to our troops from Denver Bible Church, R.E., subject, our thanks. And here's the body of the message. The world is not fond of moral clarity. Thus, when America goes to war against international murderers and the regimes that conspire with them, there are many who do not support us. However, I want to pass on to you a message from our church families. Thank you for your service and sacrifice. We love and appreciate you for standing for justice. And that message was in quotes. The best way to deter other governments, then the letter goes on, the best way to deter other governments from supporting terrorism in the future is to destroy governments, as in Afghanistan and Iraq, who have done so. Other countries will hesitate to risk the same fate. This is what we have learned during our careful studies at Denver Bible Church. And therefore, our thanks come from our hearts because we know that it is your fighting which will best deter terrorism and thereby help to keep our families safe. The longer the fight and the more difficult the war, the more you will have the support of our families and Americans everywhere who understand the principles of deterrence and justice. Sincerely, Pastor Bob Enyart for Denver Bible Church. So we don't know that WorldNet Daily will include that with the letters that they select to be published in a book they're going to send to the troops, but we hope and expect that they will. And so that's our statement from Denver Bible Church. All right. Now let's see here. Oh, here's a story out of the Centers for Disease Control. And this might be a shocker to some people. This comes to us by way of Reuters news service about AIDS in America is on the rise among which demographic group? What do you think? AIDS? Now, this is a Reuters story, and this was the story was published, but let's see, on MSNBC. And let's see here. Okay, and they mention a demographic group in which AIDS is on the rise. Now, what do you think? Do you think it'd be on the rise among smokers? AIDS is on the rise among plumbers? AIDS is on the rise among what? Defense attorneys? No, here's the headline. HIV cases rise among U.S. gay men. Now, I could have never guessed that, huh? Could have never guessed that. In America, it's politically incorrect to point out that AIDS has a connection to homosexual behavior. Isn't that weird? And if you say that AIDS is a homosexual disease, they'll practically take you out and string you up. But it's like denying that lung cancer is a smoker's disease. What would be the benefit of that? What if you couldn't say in America, lung cancer is a smoker's disease? What if you couldn't say that? Who would pay the price for that simple truth being proclaimed? Who would pay the price? Would it be drug companies would pay the price? No. Tobacco companies pay the price? No. The media? No. Would it be outdoorsmen would pay the price? No. It would be smokers. Smokers would pay the price if you tried to hide the connection between lung cancer and smoking. If you couldn't say that that lung cancer was a smoker's disease, you would be hurting smokers. And the fact that for all these years now, we've known that AIDS is a homosexual disease. Oh, and there's secondhand AIDS. We know that, right? There's secondhand smoke. If kids grow up in a house where the parents both chain smoke, those kids will have a much greater risk of suffering from respiratory problems and like emphysema, asthma, and yeah, and so secondhand smoke is an issue, but that doesn't mean that we can't say that lung cancer is a smoker's disease because some people struggle with secondhand smoke. And yeah, there's secondhand AIDS. Sometimes a homosexual will come home and give AIDS to his wife. That's secondhand AIDS. We'll be right back. Bob Enyart here. Welcome to those tuning in on the web. Hey, make sure if you want this catalog, make sure we have your address because otherwise we can't get it to you. So you could email us at kgov.com and say, please send me your catalog, and we'll do that. Or you can call 1-800-8-NYART, 1-800-836-9278. Leave your name and an address and phone number, too, if you'd like, email address. We record all that in our database. We don't bug you, though. This is our first mailing in 3 years. We don't have enough people to bug you. But do that. Why don't you consider emailing us at kgovlive@aol.com to get a copy. Now, we'll have to check that inbox, and we'll mail this to you. Yeah, welcome to those tuning in Denver via KLTT 670 AM. We were just suggesting to people listening on the web at kgov.com that you may want to consider calling or sending us an email if you'd like a copy of this new catalog. The new catalog is going out. We sent out hundreds today, and we hope to send out a couple thousand tomorrow, maybe finish the mailing on Wednesday, and to get out to about 3,000-plus people. And we'd love to send you one, but, of course, we need your name and address. So, and we don't bug people. We don't have enough people to bug other people. This is our first mailing in about 3 years, other than to people who order from us. So you're not going to get a lot of junk mail from Bob and Yurt Live, but you will get an excellent catalog. And by the way, it's got some good Christmas gift ideas. Videos. You could get 5 videos in here. What's the price for 5 videos? You get a discount for $94.95. That's like giving 5 gifts for $19 each. Excellent quality gifts. Excellent. And we have a few that we recommend as especially good for Christmas gifts. So give us a call, 800-8-NYART, or go to kgov.com or email us. One 800 8 NYART. That's 1-800-836-9278. So secondhand AIDS is, for example, if a homosexual is HIV positive and he gives blood and then the HIV is not detected. Now, of course, in the blood banks in America and the Centers for Disease Control, they strongly discourage homosexuals from giving blood because of the rampant prevalence, the epidemic of HIV and AIDS in the homosexual community. And I remember a Mrs. Quintana who was suing the Bonfil Blood Center in Colorado because she got a blood transfusion and contracted HIV. She became HIV positive, and then she came down with full-blown AIDS. And when the jury went out to deliberate whether the blood bank was responsible or not, well, by the way, during the trial, a homosexual from Texas had been the one who donated the blood that Mrs. Quintana had received, and he was deposed for the trial. He didn't come in and testify in person, but his deposition was used in the trial, and he had said he thought it was safe for him to donate blood because he didn't consider himself promiscuous because he had not had sex with 1,000 partners. I remember that distinctly from news reports in the local media. He hadn't had sex with 1,000 partners, therefore he didn't consider himself promiscuous. Now, I don't know if they followed up and said, well, how many partners have you had? But you see, that's one problem with homosexuality. With men and women, the way God designed physical relationships, you take the women out of the equation, and when men start going with other men, easily men will have hundreds or even 1,000 or more partners anonymously, in the dark even, at restrooms along rest stops on highways across the country, just meeting. Not that all homos do that, but enough do. I mean, homosexual men will commonly have dozens or scores of partners. even hundreds of partners is common. Hundreds of different partners. And when you are involved in that kind of a lifestyle, you become a health risk. So you take women out of the picture, and then you throw gasoline on the fire of promiscuity. You just throw gasoline on it. So at any rate, here's the story. HIV cases rise among U.S. gay men. HIV, what does that stand for? No, nobody talks about that anymore. HIV. Heterosexuality is vindicated. That's what that stands for. Heterosexuality is vindicated. So let's go to the story here. The number of gay and bisexual men. Now, why be so redundant there? A bisexual is a homo, right? A bisexual is a homo. There was a number of years, probably during the decade of the 80s or even into the mid-90s, the decade of the 80s, most homosexual men were married to women. You know, most homosexual men of certain age groups. A bisexual is just a backsliding homosexual. That's all a bisexual is. A bisexual is a backsliding homosexual. Or it's a homosexual with even less self-control. That's all a bisexual is. At any rate, the number of gay and bisexual men diagnosed with HIV, the virus that causes AIDS, climbed for the third consecutive year in the United States in 2002. Fueling fear that the disease might be poised for a major comeback in this high-risk group. I can't believe it. The Centers for Disease Control, they're calling homosexuals a high-risk group? That's not right. That's not nice. How dare they? That's so insensitive. That's just so insensitive. It's not right. You see, if there was a stigma against homosexuality, a powerful stigma against homosexuality in our culture, as there had been for many generations, then tens of thousands of men would have not succumbed to the tortured death of AIDS. That would have never happened. They would have been saved from that. But when it would be like if our culture decided to just really give pride and respect to people who mainline heroin. They inject heroin into their veins with needles. Or crack addicts. If we put crack addicts on a pedestal and said just how wonderful they are, and it's not their fault because they were born that way. It's really great to be a crack addict. Well, if we were to do that, and if the media was told not to draw the link between using crack and destroying your life, well, then we'd obviously hurt a lot more people. And so, hey, I just folded about 50 of these things. I folded the whole, They're telling me I got to fold them again. I can't just fold them in half. Oh, then I have to fold them in thirds. Man, you guys are slave drivers. Look at this. This is one good quality catalog. I'll tell you that. It's not even printed on that cheap recycled paper. This is printed on good quality, bright white, 11 by 17 virgin papyrus. This is good paper. All right, now I got to fold them in thirds. Oh, brother. Man, they really work you around here. Hey, any of our normal volunteers who are out in the audience, if you could perhaps come by tomorrow, let me know. Let us know, because we need help. I don't know how we're going to get this done. Get all this out. It's going to be tough. All right, our phone number, 1-800-8-NYART. That's 1-800-836-9278. So let's continue with the story here. The Centers for Disease Control reported the finding at the 2003 National HIV Prevention Conference. And they also revealed that AIDS diagnoses overall had risen 2.2% to 42,000 last year. Imagine that, 42,000 people last year were told that they have AIDS. Isn't that devastating? All right, let's go to the phones, 1-800-836-9278. All right, let's go to line 27. Line 27 in Westminster, Colorado. Mark, speak your mind.
Hi, Bob.
Hi, Mark.
How are you?
Doing well, sir.
Like your show.
Thank you.
Hey, Bob, I got a kind of a smorgasbord of things here tonight. I don't know if anything you'd be interested in, but...
Yeah, let me know.
One thing that's really has kind of bothered me lately is watching Fox News. The big uproar has been over this Reagan miniseries that's coming out.
Yeah. And, where they make Ronald Reagan look like a fool, evil.
Right.
They just hate Ronald Reagan.
Yeah, and, you know, that doesn't bother me that much that they want to take shots at him.
Yeah.
But this movie of Jesus Christ and Mary Magdalene, I haven't heard any uproar about that at all.
On ABC.
Right.
Yeah.
I've seen a column in the paper about it, but it was nothing of, it wasn't critical or anything. You know?
Right, no. Well, you know, Mark, I got to tell you, in our home, I don't know how typical we are, but we do not watch the networks. ABC, NBC, CBS, Fox, we don't watch them.
Yeah.
It's filth. They're Christian-hating.
Absolutely.
Yeah, left-wingers.
Do you watch football games? Do you watch, like, the Broncos?
Well, when we do watch the Broncos, now they're on tonight, Monday Night Football.
7-7, by the way.
Oh, and I hope they win, but only because I live here. But when we do watch a sporting event, we turn off all the commercials.
You have to.
All the commercials.
They're embarrassing.
Right. And how many families do that? I don't know, and I know it's not a majority. But
I wouldn't think, but
I know it's some. Certainly the homeschool, you know, the homeschool community is pretty significant, and the networks are losing market share. Because the media, broadcast and entertainment media, is becoming wide open as far as the bandwidth that's getting into people's homes.
Mm-hmm.
From the internet, cable, satellite, and the price of even printing is so cheap compared to what it used to be.
Right.
And so this year, the new season for the TV shows on the big networks, they were devastated by a lack of viewership of somewhere around 15% fewer viewers than last year.
That's good news.
It is good news.
Yeah.
And so you're right, there should be outrage, but some of it could be because 20 years ago, Christian families, I mean the real hardcore Christian conservative families, were watching the networks. And today, they're not. We're long gone.
Well, and Walter Cronkite, he was the icon of the network.
Yeah, and how evil he is.
Yeah.
We'll be back. Hold on, Mark. We'll be right back. Bob Inyard here with a live commercial break. Now, folding these new catalogs we have going out for Christmas, consider giving a Bob Inyard Live Christmas gift this year. It's difficult for me to fold these in thirds. I don't understand why. I can't get a perfect fold. Why is it always off, no matter how I vary it? I don't understand that. But here at Bob Inyard Live, hey, we work people. And just because you're hosting a radio show doesn't mean you get to skip out on folding the catalogs. So here I am folding catalogs. We've got volunteers here folding, stuffing envelopes, putting labels on envelopes, figuring out which addresses are bad and not mailing them out. Got to save money. But if you'd like one of these catalogs, and it is a pretty catalog, I got to say, it's not in color. But this is the first time we've had a catalog that actually pictures some of our materials. You can see what they look like. And I think you'll like it. It's more descriptive than our old catalog. You find out more about each title. So it's really fun. So if you'd like a copy of this catalog, if you're already on our mailing list, you've ordered from us and you have the same address, well, then you'll get one in the mail. But if you're not sure or if you're not on our list, then call us or email us. You could email us at kgovlive@aol.com, kgovlive, L-I-V-E, at aol.com. Or you can call us at 1-800-8-NYART. Oh, that one's almost perfect. If anybody out there gets an almost perfectly folded catalog in the mail, that might have been the one done during this show. Now, let's see. I'm going to try to get this one just perfect. But you can email us at kgovlive@aol.com. And then you could just ask for a copy of the catalog. Now, see, now it's too long. Either it's too short or it's too long. It's too short. It's too – why can't I get it perfect? Almost perfect. Okay, so anyway, give us a call. Get a catalog and check it out. We're back. Bob and Yart Live, 1-800-8-NYART. That's 1-800-836-9278. All right, back to line number, what is it? Line number 17. Mark.
Hi, Bob. That was a great commercial.
Oh, thank you, sir. Hey, Mark. So, yeah, Ronald Reagan in the Reagan miniseries, I definitely have a love for Ronald Reagan. I'm real discouraged about how much bad stuff happened during his watch. The 12 years of Reagan-Bush were devastating for America. Our moral meltdown happened during that period from 1980 to 1992. Homosexuality went from being an extreme fringe influence to a leading political power. And it was, yeah, it's just tragic. And it was during the Reagan-Bush years that the homosexuals were first invited to the White House. As a positive thing. Mm-hmm. And so we went a long way from homosexuality being criminal and against the law to it being celebrated. And that happened during the Reagan-Bush years. And Ronald Reagan cut taxes, but then he gave us the largest tax increase in the history of the country. And Bush never went around bothered to cut them first. He just gave us another even larger tax increase. So a lot of bad stuff happened, but still, and Reagan and George Bush appointed terrible judges, terrible, godless, pro-homosexual, pro-abortion judges, pro-choice judges, some outright pro-abort, many. You know, most of the worst decisions we've had lately that Christians hate are from Republican presidents.
I agree. That's very true.
Yeah. So anyway, so the thing about Reagan, I don't like them mocking Ronald Reagan, and
I don't really either. I mean, you know, it's somewhat disturbing, but in contrast to this other movie that's going to air on
about
ABC,
Jesus. Yeah, good point.
Like, where's the outrage there?
Yeah, right. Good, very good point.
You know, I mean, if you're going to criticize TV, I think, you know, you could start at a lot. You could start anywhere.
Yeah, and more substantively going against ABC, anything but Christ. But I love the fact that if Bill O'Reilly, who's, you know, tends to be pretty liberal, but if Bill O'Reilly wants to push a boycott against CBS, I say praise the Lord.
Yeah, I don't think he's committed to that yet.
He says
he saw like 8 minutes of it.
Yeah.
And he was pretty outraged. But, you know, the stuff he's outraged, I mean, here's Bill O'Reilly talking to Patricia Ireland, and his outrage is over her Christmas card, Choice on Earth, as opposed to little babies being dismembered and killed.
Right.
And his outrage is not there. His outrage is this Christmas card that says Choice on Earth.
Choice on Earth, right. Well, and that is, an abortion card, right?
Exactly, it is. But where's his outrage over the actual abortion?
Right.
I never hear it from him.
Yeah, that's true. Well, he's basically pro-choice.
He picks like his battles are like very weak. I mean,
yeah.
To come across strong. Hey, Bob, I got something else for you, real quick.
Yeah. By the way, Patricia Ireland, she's now the head of the YWCA, right? Is it her?
She got canned.
She did?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I read it yesterday, I believe, in the paper. After a six-month tenure, she was
You know what's
canned.
So weird about that? That she's not a Christian, and she's a pro, you know, pro-lesbian, pro-abortion feminist, and they hired her to be the president of the Young Women's Christian Association. She's not even a Christian.
I know. That's wild.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm glad she's canned. So what's up?
Well, okay, I got a letter to the editor today in the Denver Post.
Yeah.
And I'll just kind of summarize it here. Briefly, this guy's writing about hell, and he wants to know where in the Bible hell is mentioned.
Yeah.
He says that there's no mention of hell any place.
In the Bible?
Nor does the Bible state that God ever started creating again and that he hadn't. And then he created a hell.
Wait. Say again. What about the creation? Now, for him to say there's no mention of hell in the Bible is a bit bizarre.
Yeah.
I think of Isaiah 14, verse 9, speaking to the wicked about when they're going to die. And it says, hell from beneath is excited about you to meet you at your coming. It stirs up the dead for you. All the chief ones of the earth, it has raised up from their thrones.
Right on.
And, of course, the Bible references hell quite frequently. But so who
Bob,
knows?
I could call you every night after reading a letter to the editor in the papers.
Well, let's do it. It'd be fun.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, if we search for hell and hellfire.
Oh, yeah.
If we search for both of those in the New King James Bible, it comes up 35 times. But of course, there are so many other references, like, for example, to the lake of fire.
Mm-hmm.
Or exactly. Various descriptions of the place of the wicked dead.
Yeah.
So, all right. Anything else, sir?
Bob, one last thing.
Yeah.
You've always said lawyers, scumbags.
Oh, lawyers are bad.
Now, 2 weeks ago, I'm watching one of the debate shows. A guy named Mickey Sherman, a lawyer, is on. He's the lawyer for Skakel?
Michael, the Kennedy cousin, the murderer.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Now, this is what he said, and this is almost his exact words.
All right, and real quick, Mark.
Defense lawyers are not interested in justice, but just in defending their clients.
He's despicable. That's why we say it's no longer a justice system. Now it's just a system.
Right on. Bob, I'm going to let you go, buddy.
Thank you. God bless you, sir. 1-800-8-N-YARDS. Now let's go to Denver, Colorado. Joshua, speak your mind.
Hi, Bob.
Hi.
I believe that, as America, we are facing a lot of problems, moral
yes.
problems.
Yeah.
Everything is degrading. And I think as Christians that we really need to face a challenge and to just start being salt and light in the
Amen.
In the earth.
Praise the Lord.
And we need to unite around one central issue, and that's the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And we just really need to learn to love each other.
Amen.
You know, as God loved us.
Amen.
And to love the lost people out there, to love our neighbors.
Amen.
To love our families. And,
to love the brothers
and
the lovers and the lovers of the brothers. You know,
hey,
Joshua, the Beatles said all you need is love. And then they broke up.
Well, that's because all they had was lust.
And
not love.
Now, you just judge them. But you judge them rightly. And Jesus Christ in John 7:24 said to judge with righteous judgment, and that's what you just did. You obeyed Jesus Christ when you judged the Beatles. And in fact, one of them is in hell right now, and the others are headed there unless they repent. And so we have a vital message for the lost, and that is you are condemned by God, by the law of God, unless you repent and ask him for forgiveness.
That's right.
So I agree with everything you said so far.
But the mercy of God has been is great, and it's been shown to us through Christ.
Right.
So we don't have to face the condemnation of God and the wrath of God. No man does.
Right. For those who repent, for those who accept Jesus Christ, they will not face the wrath of God. How about those who reject Jesus Christ? Will they face the wrath of God?
Yes, they will.
Yeah. In fact, the New Testament says it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. And Jesus said, he said in a parable, but the parable was about himself, and he said, bring them here, those enemies of mine who would not obey me, and slay them before me. That Jesus, he was a pretty hardcore guy.
Yes, he was.
Yeah. And he also said, he was talking about Judgment Day, and he said, I've come to bring fire on earth, and oh, how I wish it were kindled already. Because when people, I'll give you an example, Joshua, when people hurt innocent children, when men violate women, when a wife has an affair and rips the heart out of her own children, then that angers God. And the wrath of God in heaven burns against the wicked. And he has enough mercy to endure for a while. But then he will unleash his wrath on those who never repent. And we need to warn them that the first time Jesus came as a baby in a manger, but for those who are promoting wickedness, this next time, Joshua, you tell me, is he coming as a baby in a manger again?
No, he's not. He's coming with a sword.
Yeah,
fire, right. And judgment.
To kill and destroy the wicked. So it's high time that we Christians let the wicked know that they are evil and that they need to repent so that God can forgive them. Because they think two things. One, those who are homosexuals and pro-abortion and godless, they think they're pretty good. They think they're good. And two, they think God is all love and all forgiving. And if there is a God, he's not going to judge them anyway. They don't believe in hell. That's what the non-Christian world believes. So we Christians, we for decades, we've been saying, forgive everyone, love everyone, don't judge anyone. And so we have misrepresented the God of the New Testament. We've made the unbelievers think that God is not a threat to them. So Joshua, would you join me in re-educating the lost and letting them know that God is a threat to them?
And that, yes, I will.
Good. Praise the Lord. I'm excited.
God bless you.
God bless you. And Joshua, with you and I on the same side, well, the thing that matters is that we're on the Lord's side, right? But since we're on the same side, we'll be celebrating together when we have the victory. And I'm looking forward to that. We have the victory right now in our own lives, in that I am more than a conqueror through Jesus Christ who saved me. But it's going to be really fun when we have the victory against the wicked. I can't wait for that. The Bible says that the righteous rejoice when they see the vengeance. You know, it's like going to a Mel Gibson movie, and at the end, when the evil, the murderers, they get the vengeance, and the whole audience cheers. That's not a bad thing. That's a good thing. The liberals cheer and they hate themselves for it. But that whole movie, you know how you go to you see a preview for a movie? Well, Hollywood's movies are previews. The whole movie industry is a preview for Judgment Day, when the wicked will get theirs, when they'll be destroyed as far as their ability to hurt others and their freedom to mock God. That's going to be destroyed. And I can't wait. The righteous rejoice when they see the vengeance. So, hey, until then, this is Bob Inyart reminding you to do right and risk the consequences. Do